And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with rock god Rick Maxa. We have a great show going here with the captains from the Searcher, Captain Art Taylor, Captain Aaron Remy, having a great time talking fishing and giving away a great prize, too, right?
You're not kidding, man. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, just so much fun information. So cool to have both the guys in the studio today. It's rare that the time of year works out that we can have both Art and Aaron in the studio today. And, yeah, prize for sure. We're giving away a three-quarter-day trip aboard the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. We mentioned earlier in the show, Ryan Boston and the boys on the San Diego have just been doing awesome jobs all week. Yellowtail, steady fishing going on. And if you want to get in on that action at the end of the show, you might just win a three-quarter-day trip to go fishing aboard that great three-quarter-day run on
amazing
the San Diego out of C4.
Fishing right now.
Awesome.
For sure, man. Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines. One line open if you want to get through, 877-792-1090.
John in Mira Mesa, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning. This is for Art or Aaron. So I'm looking at the 5-day that you mentioned that's in early October, and obviously it'd be a bonus if we have a similar season as last year. But otherwise, historically, until you're able to fish Guadalupe, what would the targeted species be on a trip like that? Bonitos for yellowtail, or can you explain a little bit about that?
Well, thanks for the call. You know, offshore in October, we're hoping that the water's a little bit warmer, and we'd be fishing offshore for a couple days for sure, and then traditionally, we'd be going to San Benitos or Cedros Island or maybe even down the coast a little bit further to San Pablo Bay. Some of those prime spots that are below Cedros on the coast there for yellowtail. Turtle Bay, we've had really good success outside Turtle Bay drifting on spots of yellowtail.
But some wahoo in October, too, down there, right?
Yeah, you know, that's a possibility,
yeah.
But I think that...
Well, you catch wahoo on the 9-mile bank here, so...
Yeah, that was last year. That's normal. I wouldn't anticipate that. But you're going to fish offshore a couple days, and you're going to be on the coast or in an island for a couple days. And so you're going to, you know, fish just about every day. You know, we leave soon enough. We leave at 11 o'clock in the morning, so you could be fishing offshore someplace that afternoon the first day. So there's a lot of fishing time.
Yeah, and you're going to have a lot of room at the rail on those ultra
on a 14-day 14-person trip. Absolutely. Yeah, plenty
cool.
of room.
How cool was that yellowfin fishing this year when it was so close to home that just as you just described there, you load bait by noon and next thing you know that you know, you hear the guys calling in, you know, we heard Aaron and you both several times calling to the office, hey, just letting the one guys know we had 75 yellowfin on our departure day, you know, we're have a good day, boys, and yeah. Just crazy.
Pretty cool. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. All right, here's Jim Holden with Captain Rollo's Kids Fishing Program, formerly known as Friends of Rollo. Good morning, Jim.
Well, good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great. So a couple big events coming up, huh?
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about Tuna Wars, but first I want to let everyone know the Reel a Week giveaway is completely sold out.
Yep.
Wow.
Gone.
How cool.
All 1,000 tickets are gone, and thank you for all of our listeners that participated in it. And thanks, big thanks go to Mike Lum, who just did an extraordinary job making money for kids' fishing programs. 20 grand.
Absolutely.
No kidding.
Good job. Fantastic job. 27 weeks of real giveaways. It's a great deal. So, that comes around next year. Jump on it because, gosh, we started that day at the docks, and here we are, sold out. So,
and we'll be announcing the winners every week here on Let's Talk Hookup starting in July.
That's right. Hey, and then Tuna Wars 2. There are only 5 spots remaining on Fishing on the Tribute with Captain Mike Pritchard with Captain Dave Carrero from Wicked Tuna.
Tuna.com. Captain
yeah,
Dave.
Yeah, and the way it works is, it you know, the boat leaves Seaforth. Along, we're going to have the Cortez, the Tribute, and the Eclipse all leaving from Seaforth on June 14th, around 7 o'clock-ish. And then they return on Thursday the 16th. So there's five spots available to fish with Dave. It's $1,000 a spot. It is tax deductible. Includes everything. There's going to be tons of industry swag, you know, for everybody aboard. And then the winning boat is going to be determined by the total weight of the top three fish, and Fisherman's Processing are going to be the official weighing.
And so you get a special Tuna Wars Friends of Rollo, Captain Rollo's Kids Fishing Program jacket if you're on the winning team, right?
That's right. That's right. Custom embroidered, and it's a good deal. So,
and all of that money, other than the expenses, goes to taking kids fishing. That's the most important thing. Yeah, let's talk for a minute about the big event on June 13th at the Bally High Restaurant on Shelter Island in San Diego. The pre-Tune Awards Captain's reception, right?
That's right. On Monday, June 13th at the Bally High, gates open at 5:30. And everyone's welcome. We will have a 250-person limit on that. It's $25 a ticket. There's going to be a ton of great auction items. We're going to have a live auction, silent auction, and raffle. And then we'll have all three captains there, including Dave's Marciana's wife, Nancy, and his son, Joey. Going to do like a panel discussion. Pete, you're going to MC that.
That's right.
You're going to do a great job.
Yeah, well, I had tickets to Dylan at Humphrey's that night, and I sold them so I could be there. So that's how dedicated I am.
There you go.
But
everyone that signs up for Tuna Wars, you know, is our guest at the captain's reception as well. But that's going to be a really fun night, and both the captain's reception and Tuna Wars too. Like you mentioned, Pete, this is a tremendous support for Captain Rollo's kids fishing program to get just so many more kids out this summer.
Yes, indeed. And I want to thank Tommy and Larry Bauman from the Bally High for all their generous support and in providing that venue, that incredible venue, perfect venue for that. That's Monday, the 13th of June. Are tickets available now, Jim? Because I imagine we're going to get quite a crowd there.
Yeah, they are. You can go online and you can purchase a ticket at www.rollokids.org, or you can send me an email at jim@rollokids.org. And get your tickets now, because this is going to sell out.
But if you get one of those last five spots on the Tribute, you get to go to that reception for free.
That's right. We have spots blocked out for everyone going on Tuna Wars too.
All right. Fantastic, Jim. Right. Keep up the great work.
All right.
Captain Rollo's.
If you want
to. Oops, sorry about that, Jim. Hit the wrong button there. Yeah. And RolloKids.org. RolloKids.org. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man, with her jam pack. Let's talk to Todd, who's calling us from Seattle this morning. Hi, Todd. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking a out of area type of phone call.
Well, thanks for calling us from Seattle.
In case your listeners and you guys don't know, the state of Washington about a week and a half ago announced that there will be no salmon sport fishing this year. The Indians and the sport fishermen weren't able to come to an agreement. The Indians said, yeah, you guys can catch 3,000 coho and 1,000 chinook for the entire state, and sport fishermen walked away. So that brings up my question, and that is, when fishing in Southern California where I grew up, every once in a great while we would see somebody bring in a salmon. And is there any viable fishery for salmon in Southern California? Where and how would you go about catching it?
Art?
Wow. That's
maybe where you're going, Oxnard
Ventura,
you might catch one.
Possibly, yeah. We've heard of Oxnard from time to time. Ventura have a salmon run.
Morro Bay, Carol Davis.
Morro
tells
Bay,
us
yeah,
some,
yeah.
Some
that's
salmon.
Traditionally there's been fish around there, but I think it's been a really long time since there's been any significant amount of fish caught in
that's
those zones.
Sacramento River fish too, so that you're going to catch in those zones. So.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm.
Yeah.
No,
so you're saying that there's no season at all for ocean salmon?
There is no season at all for the state of Washington.
For the state of Washington.
Wow.
They shut it down for the whole year. Yeah, they every year the state, the sports fishermen and the Indians get together, and they determine what the quotas are going to be, and the Indians are still going to be able to gill net their rivers, and they're still going to be able to catch whatever they want to catch, but their best offer to the sports fishermen was, like I said, 3,000 coho and 1,000 chinook for the entire state, for the entire year, for all sports fishermen. And the sports fishermen just basically said, look, you guys aren't negotiating in good faith, and we're walking away from the table.
So they're going to be able to gill net the mouths of the river, and
yep.
And the sport fishermen catch nothing.
Yep.
Wow. Sounds like he ought to book a flight on Alaska Airlines from Seattle to San Diego and come ride with us.
So tuna fishing. Yeah, come on down.
We got some spots available, yeah. 5 minutes from Lindbergh Field.
Yeah. Hey, Todd, really? You'll pick him up at the airport?
Why not? Sure.
Yeah, it's only 5 minutes away, right?
Yeah.
Come on down, Todd. You'll enjoy it. Hey, are you listening to us on the Mighty 1090 app up there in Seattle?
Actually, I'm actually in Orange County visiting my dad.
So. All right, so you're listening to us live on the Mighty 1090. All right, well, thanks for the information, Todd. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right, with that, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report with the man, Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. Today, the Catch Report, sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength, and durability. Get ready for the big summer season and stock up now while Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks. Don't wait until your favorite sizes are in short supply. Get those Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks and the Nautilus ringed hooks at your favorite tackle store. And let's talk to the man. Dave Hansen's on the line. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, Art. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Hey, guys. All kinds of stuff happened this week. Rick, you had a phenomenal little tuna bite down there I saw. Nice going.
Yeah, thanks.
Like I was saying last week and the week before, the biggest thing you got to do is just get out there on the water. You got to go with Art. You got to go with somebody. You got to get out there. Things are changing rapidly here. We got through this little bit of wet weather this week, and yesterday there was an actual spot of squid where you could actually go and make some squid at Catalina. You had to be ready, though. There's a phenomenal amount of those sea lions over there. Probably the same problem up there in Washington for that salmon. I guarantee you a lot of that problem up there is that sea lion in the rivers, but we won't talk about that. But over at Catalina, you got to be ready with the crowder, or you got to be ready with your big scoop. When you put the light on the water, that squid will charge the light immediately. You can get a couple of good pokes at it real quick, get enough to go fishing with for the day. And that's big news because we really haven't had any squid anywhere to speak of that you could actually go and put a light in the water and actually catch some. So there's some squid on the east end of Catalina on the backside there at the V's area. If you look, Danny's got it all written down there on Fish Dope. That squid, somebody's going to get a score on some sea bass now that there's some squid to catch. Up at the Channel Islands, there's also some squid. So keep an eye on that sea bass fishing, guys. And then yellowtail, there's yellowtail at San Clemente Island. There's yellowtail at Catalina. There's yellowtail spread out from pretty much Dana Point all the way down to San Martin Island. I mean, there's just yellowtail everywhere. Get ready. It's going to be phenomenal here now that the wind stopped blowing. If you look on Fish Dope, again, go to the chart area. You look at the terrapin and the chlorophyll. The highway is set up. The freeway is ready. Those fish are just going to come flying up here into the local waters. Everybody that's got a boat and all the sport boat guys, we're all getting ready to go offshore and start looking here real soon now that the wind stopped blowing. And if you guys just want to guarantee, go with Art down there on the Switzerland. Those guys are in the fish every day down there. The fish are biting down there below the border. It's pretty good fishing right now. All I can tell you guys is you just got to go fishing.
Got to go fishing right now aboard the Searcher, wherever you can go, and keep track of all that's going on fishdope.com. Of course, Dave Hansen makes regular contributions probably on a daily basis, right, Dave?
Yeah, I just love to hear my voice.
Yeah, well, and you fish a lot, too, so that's a good thing. So that's why we like to get out there. Hook up now, small letters, no space. Hook up now is a $20 code for a new membership to fishdope.com. How do we get a hold of you, Dave?
Well, there's a couple of ways. I can go fishing with you on your boat, teach you how to use all that cool equipment. You can call me at 949 374-0786, or I have a nice big charter boat, Dana Point, 65 Hatteras. You can call me at the same number. Or look me up on the web at yoursaltwaterguide.com, and I'll talk to you guys next Sunday.
Thanks, Dave.
Appreciate that.
All right, let's jump right into the phones. We're going to talk to Mongo, calling us from Wisconsin this morning. Morning, Mongo. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, the guy that's really out of the area code.
Yeah, that's a long way. You win the prize for the farthest away today.
Yeah, well, I was there last month. I'll be there again next month. Hey, Art, how you doing? Can you believe it? 34 years you've had the boat now?
Time flies when you're having fun. Yeah, it's been a great career. No regrets.
I was just listening to your show yesterday, and I was appalled that Don was passed by. I could not fathom what went on, unless it's Sacramento just has something of a huge mad going for anybody that wants to go fishing. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, those of you that may have missed it, Don Hansen was passed up for the appointment on the Fish and Game Commission in lieu of a guy on the water board in Chula Vista. So they took a
lifetime career,
a lifetime
fisherman not just fishermen, but fishermen, every fisheries council. I mean,
yes.
You want to talk about a guy that
been on
obviously
everything.
Is a fishing background, but there was nobody that had a background and knowledge of our fisheries as a whole,
yeah.
And then would take a proactive approach, as Don. That was.
And I don't know anything about this guy in Chula Vista, but
right.
I can
Hopefully
tell you
great.
That he's not anything in the same league as Don Hansen. We know that
for sure.
Hey, Mongo, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
It's a fact. The right jig can outfish live bait, especially when you're using the new live deception jigs from Ahi USA. They use real images of bait fish printed directly onto the jig, and live deception jigs have near bulletproof wire through rigging, 3X must-have treble hooks, and solid welded ring. Live deception jigs hook up and hold up. Available now at all fine tackle shops.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
All right, the West's oldest and biggest yacht show is coming this Thursday, celebrating 43 years
right?
as the premier yacht show in the West. In beautiful Newport Beach, it's the Newport Boat Show, 43rd annual. It's the ultimate location for big boats. It's in the water, so it's really cool. You can spend the day touring some of the finest yachts in the West, be aboard just multi-million dollar yachts, or one that you're looking for, a beautiful sport fisher will be right there. Your next boat could be sitting at the Newport Boat Show.
Sport fishers, trailer boats, center consoles, cruisers, whatever you want to find, it's at the Newport. They have more than 200 boats. It's an awesome boat show. It's just, it's the best. It's tradition. This is the big one. As you heard Pete Giacalone from Cussler say yesterday, this is the big show, and it's going to be a great time. You'll find a wide range of products and services, too, that'll help making your operating your boat more enjoyable.
Indeed. It's this Thursday, the 12th of May, through Sunday at Lido Marina Village. It's rain or shine, noon to 7 on Thursday, Friday and Saturday, 10 to 7, Sunday, 10 to 5. Admission is only $15. Kids are 12 and under are free, and they have free offsite parking. NewportBeachBoatShow.com for more information. And don't forget all those great accessories they have there. NewportBeachBoatShow.com. Check it out starting this Thursday.
The fly fishing season at Katmai Lodge, Alaska is upon us. Throughout the entire season, you can catch up to 5 types of Pacific salmon, as well as gigantic rainbow trout. Katmai Lodge is announcing some amazing special discounts for the Let's Talk Hookup audience. 7-night trips from June 25th through July 2nd are available for only $4,850. Katmai Lodge also has spaces available from July 23rd through July 30th, with a 12% discount to Fish for King and Chums, priced at only $5,150. $150. August 27th through September 3rd. Fishing for silvers at only $4,850 for an all-inclusive seven-night stay. Check out their website at katmai.com or call at 1-800-330-0326. That's 1-800-330-0326. Don't forget to mention the Pete Gray Let's Talk Hookup Special when you book your fly fishing trip of a lifetime at Katmai Lodge, Alaska.
All right, it's time to talk about Shimano, and they're proud to present the opportunity for you to go fishing on two of the finest three-quarter day boats in the fleet using top-notch Shimano gear. It's Terramar Tuesdays. It's going on now through September. You can join a Shimano pro staffer aboard the San Diego out of Seaforth, and coming this June, the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. Your next opportunity is out of Seaforth Sport Fishing May 17th. That's a week from this Tuesday, Terramar Tuesday, and what a great time it is.
Oh, so cool. They just pick two great boats. They bring a bunch of gear. They bring extra pro staff members, and you get to try it all out. Terramar rods, Talikas, Trinidads, Toriums, all the great gear, all ready for to use, totally free of charge. There's no extra money to go on any of these trips. You just get the benefit of going on a great boat and getting to use some great tackle.
Indeed. So you need to make reservations because these have been very, very popular. Terramar Tuesday, the next one's coming up. Tuesday, May 17th, that's a week from this Tuesday, on the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing. Go to seaforthlanding.com or just give Seaforth a call and book the next Terramar Tuesday.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, speaking of Turner's Outdoorsman, don't forget, Captain Art Taylor will be in Oxnard. Turner's Outdoorsman this Wednesday at 6 p.m. What are you going to talk about, Art?
Offshore tuna fishing, yeah.
Offshore tuna fishing.
We're going to talk about lures and live bait and trolling and, offshore tuna.
Wait a minute. It says here you're going to give a $250 gift certificate for the searcher fishing trip?
That's correct.
Wow. Plus, they're going to have a lot of other great, great giveaways. Turner's Outdoorsman's always very, very, very generous. That's at the Oxnard store, one of the newest stores in the Turner's Outdoorsman fleet, shall we say. 205 North Rose Avenue in Oxnard there. Captain Art Taylor, this Wednesday, 6 p.m. That's going to be a good time. I love the Central Coast. Love that area there.
Yeah.
A good time.
Cool.
A couple days. Yeah.
Art, are you guys still doing the sonar program? I know that's something
Absolutely.
We had mentioned before, and I just think it's such a cool deal. So maybe give us all the rundown on the sonar thing you guys
Well, if you're an existing client of the searcher and you bring somebody new to the searcher, a new angler that hasn't been with us before, then you're eligible for a gift on the day of departure, and then your name goes into a hat for a grand prize at the end of the year, and it's a free spot on a three-day trip. And then Shimano has been kind enough to give us a rod and reel combo to give away.
That's
and
right.
So it's a great gift, and all you gotta do is bring a friend along that hasn't ridden the boat before, and so you're eligible for that.
Wow.
And we've been doing that for the last 5 years. It's a great program.
Yeah.
And we get new clients that come aboard the searcher, and so it's been a great program.
So when you're just signing up with Celia, say, hey, I've been on the boat, and this is my buddy Steve, and he's never been before, and you're going to get a gift and maybe go on a three-day trip.
Absolutely.
That's rad.
Yeah,
it's such a cool idea.
Well, I'll tell you what, you have a great opportunity to go fishing this week. You've heard how good the fishing is. There's bluefin, there's yellowtail.
And close.
And close. American Angler normally does long, long trips, right?
Just came back from a long one.
Yeah. They're doing a day-and-a-half trip on Friday afternoon that actually has, like, a couple spots left. I can't believe it.
It won't after this morning.
Yeah, no. So you're going to leave at 4 o'clock on Friday, this Friday, fish Saturday, back Sunday morning on board the American Angler.
How cool is that?
Point Loma Sport Fishing. So You better hurry. Yeah. It's a day and a half trip on the American Angler. They only do a hand, not even a handful, like a couple of these a year. Just kind of an intro to long range.
Wow,
fishing.
Wow, that's cool.
Aboard one of the top boats in the fleet, the American Angler. 619-223-5414. You better call Lori quickly.
Yeah, right.
And grab one of those couple spots that it's available this Friday at 4 o'clock. Fishing on the American Angler Saturday back Sunday morning. Day and a half trip.
That's
how about
rad.
That, huh?
I'm in. I'm totally in. Well, hey, the phone lines are packed up. I know everybody's excited to talk to Art, talk to Aaron. And if you want to get through, 858 area code 457-1090. That's the best number right now, 858-457-1090. Now you get a chance to talk to the captains of the Searcher. You also might win a three-quarter day trip aboard the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing. Let's jump back into it. Talk to Chuck calling us from Long Beach this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Great. What's up, Chuck?
What's up, Chuck?
I got a question. I've got a son who's 9 years old, and he's really getting into fishing, but it's hard to get him to focus for more than about 4 hours. What do you guys have on the boat that they can do other than fishing? Like, is there Wi-Fi in the galley they can sit down and watch something a little bit, or movies or anything like that where you can kind of keep them occupied while you're on, like, an extended day trip?
Well, we have satellite TV, and we have a library of about 750 movies. We don't have Wi-Fi aboard, but, yeah. And, you know, the crew, when we get a 9 or 10-year-old, you know, we spend extra time with that child and make sure that they're entertained. And even if it's just, you know, showing them how to hook a bait or coming up to the bridge and checking out the wheelhouse, there's all kinds of
looking through the
stuff
binoculars,
yeah,
learning
yeah.
to tie hooks.
Yeah, we'll keep them busy.
When any one of my personal buddies asks me, you know, I'm thinking about taking my son. We've been half day fishing. I want to take him on over my boat. Yours is the first boat I recommend every time, and it's for the exact reason you guys just mentioned. I know Aaron and you and everybody are so good with the kids, and I think you guys put an extra amount of effort into it. And I would recommend it to anybody. If you got somebody that's wanting to start out and do it, I just don't think there's a better place than the Searcher.
We're stoked when kids come on the boat. I mean, it's fun because you get to watch them learn, and they're still, you know, I refer to them like a ball of clay. You can mold them to how you want them to fish, and, you know, they're receptive to it, and they retain it. And then, you know, usually, you know, you can just see it grow as just the one day. I mean, from the beginning, it's we're hooking and handing for them or hooking a bait for them, and towards the end, they're like, I got it. I want to try it myself, you know, and so we dig having kids on the boat, and like Art said, we'll keep them busy.
And
sure.
And you've had generations of, I mean, you've had kids basically grow up on the Searcher, right? I mean, you've seen kids come that were 9 years old, and now they're
bigger than me.
Yeah, and they're still fishing with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's really cool. So go for it, Chuck. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Michael in San Diego, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for joining us, Michael.
Hi, how you guys doing this morning?
Morning.
Hi, Mike.
Morning.
First, I just wanted to thank all the moms out there that let us dance go out fishing sometimes.
Yes, indeed.
Good call.
Yeah, I have a question on hook size. I got lucky to go out last month off the 6 mile bank for some of the bluefin. And I know we were using the one-aught hooks because I was recommended. I got hooked up on a couple of them and lost them at the surface with the head shake. And I just wondered if it was maybe more advantage to maybe go up a hook size, maybe not get hooked but have a better chance of landing it, or just enjoy the fight on a smaller hook.
That's the forever question, right, Aaron? I mean,
yeah,
a smaller hook's going to get bites better, and a bigger hook's going to stay in the fish better. And
yeah, also, you also have to consider a larger hook size is going to make a larger hole as well to possibly fall out. As far as I'm a fan of the smaller hook size, because obviously it's smaller, so the fish can't see it as much. You know, it happens. It's unfortunately, there's no real reason to it. It could have been, you know, the possible chance the boat rolled and there was just a hair less tension that was on the fish so the hook can fall out. But I'm a fan of a smaller hook size personally. And obviously keeping the tension is the key to keeping the hook in them. And, I mean, even though I know circle hooks are supposed to hook them in the corner of the mouth, I've seen it several times where a circle hook is not in the corner of the mouth. I mean, it's supposed to go in the corner of the mouth, but I've also removed them out of the roof of the mouth and on the I guess you'd call the lips of the mouth of the fish out in the snout. So I would keep using the same size hook, sounds like you're doing it right. You're getting bites. So,
another thing with those bluefins too is they just come off at the end. They're so notorious for not being like a yellowfin, where it's just a perfect circle, and they get up and they're sideways in their color, and you see them open their mouth and shake their head. And if you're fishing light line, like it took to get a bite on the 60, they saw you off. And those things, they're just not as easy. They're not as user friendly as some of the other ones are.
And I'd make sure that your drag setting was correct too. I mean, it could have been that your drag was just a hair loose, and so you didn't get a proper hook set right from the beginning. So, you know, that's one thing, you know, we preach all the time is, you know, if you're not sure on how tight your drag should be for the line class that you have, then before you cast, have the crew set your drag for you, because it could have started right from the beginning when you got a bite. If you didn't have your drag set correctly, then that would have been a cause of getting a hook back.
And that's always good practice. No matter how many times you've been fishing or refishing, it never hurts to, I mean, it takes 2 seconds to just grab Aaron and say, hey, man, pull this drag real fast, see what you think. And he might.
I
just
do it all the time.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah,
you know, and
absolutely.
It just never hurts anything.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Captain Mark Gillette from the Eclipse. Good morning, Razor.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Happy Mother's Day.
Same.
Just a little bit slower fishing this week here. Well, considerably slower compared to what we saw last Saturday. But the big news of it is there's no lack of fish. You know, it's all of a sudden this week we just saw an insurgence of anchovy come in. And not only did we see that anchovy along the beach and that yellowtail got off the red crab and onto the anchovy, we had a 1 day trip out to San Clemente Island on Friday. And on the way in, I just saw bait ball after bait ball after bait ball of anchovy. Now I don't know what that means, you know, in the long run, but it sure seemed like there's an emergence of offshore bait that we really haven't seen in a few years like that. I can't remember, you know, maybe Art and Aaron can chime in, when the last time we saw that much offshore anchovy, but we sure had no shortage of it the last few days. That's been the biggest change this week. No shortage of fish for the yellowtail and the bluefin, but gosh, I'd almost think that something like an albacore might move in on that anchovy.
There it is. There's that word again. See, I'm holding with
Darn
my
it.
Forecast,
Darn
right?
It.
Huh?
Dune Razor, albacore.
Come on, Razor. Are we going with it, albacore, this year?
I would have said no, you know, in the past, but all of a sudden, I was talking to Jeff Marklin on the Thunderbird. He was about 15 miles below me coming in, and I said, man, we're just going through bait ball after bait ball. And he said, yeah, we see the same thing up here. And I thought, man, that's 15 miles just between us of straight anchovy. I mean, we didn't go, you know, 15, 20 feet without hitting another bait ball on the sonar. It was an impressive amount of anchovy out there.
That can only be good for the fishing, right?
It isn't a bad thing.
Yeah, I would think.
It's a food
source. It's not good for our yellowtail right now, but they'll start eating into that bait supply, and then they'll start getting back on the jigs and the sardine that we have for bait.
Yeah, wow, fantastic news. So what's on with the Eclipse and Commander?
The Eclipse is running 1 day trips all week. You guys want to get out and get on a 1 day trip, so you got to make your reservations there. And then we have a day and a half trip Friday night. So I think it's about halfway sold out. You guys want to get out and be able to fish a full day Friday night. I believe that trip is sponsored by Salt Junkies. So it's a lot of giveaways and stuff. And we're going to be dedicated to offshore bluefin tuna fishing on that trip. And I don't think we're going to stay closed. I think we're going to go stretch our legs out a little bit.
All right, very good. On your way to Christmas Island very soon, aren't you, Captain?
Very soon. Yeah, I haven't even had a chance to think about it, actually. I got to get with you guys this week.
Yeah, all right. If somebody wants to book a trip, how do we do it?
Yeah, just call Seaforth Landing, 619-224-3383, or seaforthlanding.com. And if you guys are interested in booking a charter on the Eclipse or the Commander, you can call me directly. 619-518-8701, and the Commander will be at Seaforth this summer. So if you're looking to fish out of Seaforth, we're going to have plenty of open dates here.
Fantastic. Captain Mark Gillette, talk to you soon. Thanks for that good report. I like it. Albacore. Here we go. I'm going with it.
I like it.
The Tommy Rothery Fairly.
That's right. Fairly.
Yeah. All right. See you later. Appreciate that. All right. You want to jump back on the phones? A free line opened up, 877-792-1090.
That makes time for Leroy in Rancho Penasquitos. Good morning, Leroy. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. Good morning.
What kind of tackle do you need on a 5-day trip?
Wow. Well, you're probably going to need at least five outfits, you know, anywhere from 25 to 80 pound test, and you need a couple two speeds. There's all kinds of reel manufacturers out there that we could recommend. But at least five outfits from 25 to 80 pound. You need, you know, a 25 pound outfit for fishing offshore for tuna and maybe Dorado or yellowtail offshore, and needed a 40 pound live bait outfit, and need a 50 or 60 pound jig rod that you can use for the yo-yo, and you need a 50 or 60 pound live bait outfit, and then you need an 80 pound, outfit for trolling and fishing a dropper loop. So that if that would be our minimum suggestion for a five-day trip. You want to make sure that you have at least that. And if you don't have that, then you can rent it at Fisherman's Landing, or we have loaner tackle available on board the boat. Whatever you're lacking, you can let us know before you come aboard, and we'll have a setup waiting for you on board when you come down.
Captain Mary, you have anything to add to that?
For fishing wise, I mean, if you're going to have a 40 pound, if you're going to have two of the same line class, I would say probably two 40 pound setups or two 50 pound setups, just so one, you have a live bait and a one for a jig, just depending on, especially if you're fishing for yellowtail, where you could have a yo-yo rod and or a live bait rod, depending on the scenario you're at. But other than that, what Art said is pretty much spot on. That's the only thing I would, me personally, I would probably have two 40 or 50 pound setups for on the go for both types of fishing.
All right, very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning, Leroy. I appreciate that. Hey, mark your calendar. It's our first of the season. The San Diego County Ford Dealers remote broadcast is Saturday, June the 4th at Encinitas Ford, corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real. Our good buddy Mark Wheeler is going to be hosting us. And your first chance to qualify for that big grand prize, it's a four-night fishing package to the world-famous Katmai Lodge in Bristol Bay, Alaska. It's our Let's Talk Hookup trip in July of 2017, and includes a round-trip ticket from Anchorage, from San Diego to Anchorage on Alaska Airlines. And Alaska is now flying nonstops to great fishing destinations like Costa Rica, Hawaii, Puerto Vallarta. And you can sign up for their award-winning mileage program. Click on the Alaska Air banner on the front page of our website, hookup1090.com. It's the best mileage program in the business, bar none, period. If you're not a member of Alaska Airlines mileage program, you better do it. You can also win a trip on the Blackjack, courtesy of Dana Landing in Mission Bay, Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses, and don't forget, whether you make that cast or not, you have a chance to win the grand prize and all the prizes, because we select a random winner every event. So rules and descriptions are on our guest page at hookup1090.com. See you Saturday, June 4th at Encinitas Ford.
All right, next up on the phones, Brian and Hayworth. You're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Brian. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Brian.
I got a lot of guys up here in the mountains. I'm trying to talk them to go to Southern California and catch some of that tuna. They just worried about the spinning reel. They don't want to, you know, you guys have spinning reels to catch them tuna that we could get rental, right?
I'm not sure that if fishermen have spinners for rent, but
They do have spinning tackle for rent for sure, but it is smaller than one would really want to go catch a tuna with. You know, I mean, they definitely have rental gear available, but it's the 4,000 or the 8,000 size bait runners. It would be the smallest possible tackle to catch one with. Could you do it? Yes. Is it the right piece of gear for you? It's not.
But if you go on any of the San Diego boats, Brian, they'll teach you.
Absolutely.
The proper technique, exactly. And the proper way.
You bring a group of guys from the mountains there and come aboard the Searcher, and we can have loaner tackle for everybody, and the crew's going to show everybody how to use that conventional tackle, and by the end of the trip, they'll know what's going on, and I'm sure they'll be successful. I wouldn't be intimidated by conventional outfits, because our crew are experts, and we'll show everybody how to use it.
Yeah, hey, Brian, where's Hayforth?
Hey, folks, and the triangle, they call it, over there off the 36 and the 3. It's by Reddings. You go up in the mountain.
Oh, okay. Way up there. All right. Yeah. Very good. So you're listening to us on the Mighty 1090 app?
Yeah.
All right. Fantastic. Well, nice to hear from you.
One thing I'd say, too, about that is, you know, you don't need to be fearful of, you don't need to make a 70-yard cast to get a bite. You know, when you're on a boat like the Searcher that has the live bait capacity and, you know, the ability to draw fish close to the boat, you don't, you know, you don't need to make some long-distance bomber cast. You need to get your bait. You're fishing a great live bait. We have Everingham Brothers supplying the best live bait in the world. You need to get a bait away from
the
boat
water
a little bit, and you're going to get one. I mean, that's how it is.
So give it
you're
a try. Bring the crowd, Brian, and they'll have a really good time spinning or no spinning. Thanks a lot for the call this morning from Hayforth.
Yeah.
Never been there.
It's our first Hayforth call.
Indeed.
Gabe in San Diego's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Gabe?
Good morning, Gabe.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi. I heard about the Lady Angler trip, and I just had a few questions because my family was thinking about treating my mom, Kathy, to a trip. She's never been on an overnight trip, and she doesn't really know what she should bring or anything. So I just wondered if you guys had any information about that.
Absolutely. You know, you can go to searchersportfishing.com and book a reservation online. What a great Mother's Day present there to send your mom on a Lady Angler's trip. There's going to be – it's sponsored by Turner's. And it's also sponsored by Iserline, so there's going to be a couple reps aboard to give instruction. And so it's over a weekend in August, and it's going to be a great trip. It's just got a few spots available, and there's going to be lots of giveaways. One thing, Extra Tough Boots is sponsoring the trip, and every Lady Anglers is going to get a free pair of Extra Tough Boots. So that's really cool thing. I would encourage you to just go online there, or if you want to give Celia or Jan a call, they can give you all the information there.
So are guys allowed to go at all, or is it all
Lady Anglers trip?
It's all ladies only.
Ladies only.
Except for the crew.
Except for the crew.
Yeah.
Well, you got to have a crew, and we don't have enough ladies in
the
organization. Well, Seal, you could run the boat. I'll take that trip off.
There you go. That could work.
Aaron's
but yeah, it's
hair,
August.
So he'll be fine.
August 26th to the 29th, a 3-day trip, and it's got 10 spots left, so you better jump
on
it.
Yeah, I think it might be less than that
less
now.
Less than 10.
Yeah.
You can book right online, searchersportfishing.com, and grab one of those spots. But there's lots of red in your schedule, which means it's full.
That's
correct.
So you
better jump on a lot of those trips for Searcher Sport Fishing. Hey, good one.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. You know, I want to mention we've had calls from Wisconsin and Hayworth and Seattle and all that stuff today to remind you all the different methods you can listen to Let's Talk Hookup. You can listen, of course, on the Mighty 1090 app. Just go to your app store either on a Droid or on an Apple device. Download the Mighty 1090 app. You can listen live right there. You can go to our website, hookup1090.com. Our buddy Adam, our engineer here, puts up our archives every show. You can listen to 6 months of Let's Talk Hookup anytime, on demand, 7/24. Or you can go to podcasts, and you subscribe to our podcast, and then you'll be automatically downloaded from our podcast. So you can listen and take Let's Talk Hookup with you wherever you go. It's all on our website, hookup1090.com. Go to the archives page, and that'll tell you how to do those downloads and archives. And also, right on the front page, you can download that Mighty 1090 app.
All right, let's jump back into the phones. Talk to Sam. He's calling us from Irvine this morning. Good morning, Sam. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. I've been out on the Searcher Great Boat. I was out with Aaron when we got into a big bite there towards the end, and some guests hadn't gotten any fish, and he was hooking and handing. But my question for him is, I saw his big old jig pick up there, but I just didn't see him use it. I was just wondering what his favorite go-to jig is for that rod up there.
Well, preferably one that swims well. I'm not a fan of one company over another. I do like the Salus 7Xs when it's a little bit breezier because it's a hair heavier jig. So if you have to cast in a little bit of breeze and get a little more distance. My still all-time favorites are Taddy 45s. Those are kind of, I call it my fair weather lures. The Candy Bar that's come back around, that's also, those are some good swimming jigs. And then I'm actually kind of excited there's the Z-Bar right, which is a new surface iron that has been CNC machined to perfection. From what I've heard, I haven't swam one myself yet, but I'm looking forward to giving it a couple tries there. But my go-to is most likely 7X's surface irons right off the rack there. You have a better chance of getting one that swims. Nowadays, it's a talent there to pick a 7X or a surface iron that swims really, really phenomenally well. But
right.
By then, the tackle store guys have already rifled through them and took them all anyway. So.
Well, how's that work?
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. No, I think that's true.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of a 7X. To be honest with you, a color, in my opinion, it doesn't matter. You can spray paint it bright pink. As long as it swims well, it's going to catch a fish. But
how many surface irons do you really need, Rock God Rick?
One more. Just one more.
It is amazing how many, what a collection you could generate.
I was in Ken's reel the other day and bought a jig, and I know color doesn't matter, but I don't have this color. He goes, yeah, it doesn't matter unless you don't have the right color.
That's it.
Right.
Yeah. I understand from yesterday, I'll give you a little inside dope from yesterday, that the dark mint green Tatty 45 was the hot jig for my buddy Dave Pfeiffer from Shimano.
Nice.
He said he had his trusty, all-proven black or white and blue that he says has caught thousands of yellowtail, and he couldn't get a bite on it. He switched to a dark mint Tatty 45 instantly.
Well, I know my boat partner Neil had a self-destruction day yesterday. He came home so pissed. He lost 5 surface irons yesterday.
Oh!
And like, when you've got your collection of good lures,
anyway,
like,
how do you lose that many?
So one of them, he said the worst one, he lost 2 at the same time when, you know, they had very good fishing. Took the brand new 25 Parker out yesterday, and they had limits of yellowtail for 4 guys, and extra fired up and extra things going on, and made a cast and hit the rod. His, you know, you always bring 2 long rods, and somehow caught long rod number 2 that wasn't in use with long rod number 1. And he said he made a cast and somehow ripped the one jig that was, like, you know, hooked to the reel seat off of the other rod. And he said somehow they both went up in the air, like, at the exact same time and same distance, and watched both of them broke. He broke one off with the other one, and that one came off, and he watched both of his jigs go up and land in the water at the same time.
At least the rod didn't go.
And 2 good lures, too. So, and then, you know, sea lion on one and this on the other. You know, it just happens. You went through 5 yesterday.
5!
And that's the thing about that Z-Bar that you talked about. And they are expensive. There's no doubt. That one cool tuna Z-Bar, that is an expensive surface iron. But you can get a really good swimming jig every time. They're $30. You know, they're $34.95.
$30. So if you lose 2 of those, that's $60.
Yeah. But with that being said, you know, what Aaron was talking about, having a good swimming surface iron makes such a difference. And if you have to buy 3 traditional irons to get one that swims great, well, that's, you know, there's your cost. And you can just go buy another one because they're CNC machined the same all the time. So, yes, it's a fortune, but you know what? If you lose it, you can just go right back and buy another one. And if I lose my favorite 45, getting another one of those isn't nearly as easy.
Yeah, because a bad swimming surface iron is as good as a paperweight.
Yeah.
There you go.
You might as well be. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy out there has got himself a 3-quarter-day trip aboard the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. You can go catch some of those yellowtail on the surface iron. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Yellowtail and bluefin are here now, and it's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle tough fish like these is Terramar from Shimano. The secret? TC4 construction. That delivers a rod that is light and sensitive, yet tough and powerful. Shimano Terramar should be your next rod. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best inventory in the country of Terramar rods and the experts to help you select them. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin, overnight trips, and soon, 3-quarter-day island trips on the Liberty, you can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
Fishing is the mission when Fastlane Kayaks presents Fishing Mission 2016. During April and May, you can take part in a guided kayak fishing trip with a professional guide and a top-of-the-line, fully outfitted Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And kids are welcome, too. That's right, a five-hour, fully guided kayak fishing trip on Mission Bay, including use of a Hobie kayak, fishing gear, and more. Spots are going fast, so you need to get on the kayak now. It's Fishing Mission with Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay. Call 619-222-0766 or check fastlanesailing.com.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course, I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, Boat California, Save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Hey, before we give away the big prize winner, I got to say a big shout-out to my mom, too, for sure. I want to say happy Mother's Day to Mom. Couldn't be more stoked. I got the best one in the game.
Take care of your mom,
man. That's for
sure. She's awesome.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. And the big winner of a three-quarter day trip on the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing is going to Roger in Fullerton. Roger, congratulations. Not a better three-quarter day boat out there. You're going to love it.
Indeed, guys. Just fantastic operation, the Searcher. You obviously have a lot of fans out there that love fishing on the Searcher. Captain Art, Captain Aaron, what's the story? How do we get on the Searcher?
SearcherSportFishing.com and 619-226-2403. And there are just, I think, maybe two spots on our day and a half Let's Talk Hookup on the Water seminars.
Yeah, that's right. We have two trips, and there's only two spots left in July.
There's three trips.
Three trips, excuse me. And there's one in August, too.
Yeah, just a couple spots left. So
yeah.
Don't
jump
wait.
On
they're going to be sold out, I'm sure, this week. Yeah,
yeah, they're a lot of fun and a really, really good time and always very, very popular, and we pick prime times to go. So definitely go to SearcherSportFishing.com. I want to throw a shout-out to our webmaster who we share with you, Chad, who's done a phenomenal job on both of our websites, designerchad.com. And you can book right online, thanks
Absolutely,
to Chad
yep.
and the great work that he does. So, all right, very good. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Art. And thank you for listening.
Thanks,
Happy
guys.
Mother's Day to all the moms out there. I hope you have a great day. And go fishing.
Yeah.
How about Dana Wharf Sport Fishing? You can go for free over there today if you're a mom. And, next weekend, you heard it, John Ireland from Rancho Leonero will be in our studio next Saturday. And then next Sunday, Guy and Roger from Wind Grips going to be talking rod wrapping and grips for your rod. New technology available now for rods. That's next Sunday. Going to be a great show. Thanks to Ryan. Thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass. And thank you for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090. We were high.